Hi, this is Chris, and welcome to today's Adventure in Odyssey. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's embarrassing, sometimes it's even painful. But having a crush on someone is something everybody experiences at one time or another, as you'll see on today's Adventure in Odyssey, which we'll start right after this. In Album 79, 11th Hour, it's the critical moment.
Hardship. Obstacles to overcome. Risk of failure.
I just can't shake this feeling that something's wrong.
It was just an accident.
Accident?
It isn't safe!
We can't pretend that this all isn't real.
Jules! Jules!
Album 79, 11th Hour, now on the club. Coming soon to CD and download. Find out more at adventuresinodyssey.com. There are a lot of things that can cause sudden trouble in a person's life. A pop quiz at school, a visit to the dentist, or getting a love note in your mailbox. Guess which trouble Jimmy Barkley is going to face today.
Hold it. Hold on just a minute.
I can't, Dad. I'm going to be late for school.
A school can wait for 30 seconds. I'm your father, and I think we should have a little talk.
Now?
Well, sometime very soon. I mean, there are some things I want to tell you before you get any older. I mean, today you're off to school, tomorrow college.
College? What's the matter with you, Dad? Have you been looking at my baby pictures again?
No, but I found this note to you in the mailbox this morning. It just reminded me of how fast you're growing up.
There was a note to me in the mailbox? Let me see.
It's from your girlfriend?
Girlfriend? I don't have a girlfriend.
Then I guess all those little hearts she drew on the outside are, an anatomy project you're doing together?
Oh, brother, it's from Jessie.
She's a nice girl. Just be careful, you little heartbreaker.
But, Dad...
We'll talk tonight, Jimmy. Man to man. My little boy has a girlfriend.
Life would be a lot easier without girls.
Hey, Jimmy, have a seat.
Hi, Kurt.
So what kind of poison is the cafeteria serving today?
I can't tell. It smells like my dad's sneakers.
Let me see. Is meat supposed to be green? And what are those little round purple things supposed to be?
Look, Kurt, I have to eat this stuff. I don't want to think about it.
My mom packed my lunch today. It looks like something left over from a biology lab.
Hi, Kurt.
Get lost. Girls are disgusting. Alice Knickerbocker gave me a love note this morning. I put my chewing gum in it, and I gave it back.
You got a love note from Alice? I got one from Jessie.
Jessie?
Keep it down. She's sitting right over there.
What did it say?
That I'm the cutest boy in school, and she's in love with me, and will I go steady with her and junk like that. It was like a bad television show. I'll be ruined for life. And my dad was acting all weird this morning.
So tell her to leave you alone.
I don't think it'll work.
Sure it will. Tell her to get lost and then throw mud on her. That's how I got rid of Janet Mosbeck last week when she tried to kiss me.
I can't do that. You're not supposed to do things like that to girls. There must be another way.
It's the only way. Go over there and tell her to leave you alone.
Everyone's around.
Chicken.
I am not.
Go on, see? She's still staring at you. You want to go the rest of your life with a girl following you around and staring at you?
Well, no.
So get going.
Time to go back to class. Guess I'll have to talk to her later.
Chicken.
No, really. I'll talk to her after school.
Sure you will. Invite me to the wedding.
What's wrong, Jessie? Don't you like your milkshake? You've been sitting here for nearly an hour just looking at your milkshake. I never thought squashed ice cream could be that fascinating.
I'm just waiting for someone.
Oh, someone in particular?
Just someone who usually comes here around this time, I thought.
Who?
Jimmy.
Oh, are you two supposed to study together or something?
I wish.
Oh, now I get it.
Get what?
You have a crush on him.
It is not a crush. Crushes are for little kids.
They are? I always thought crushes can happen to anybody. Take it from an expert.
This is a lot more serious than a crush.
That's what I always say. And does Jimmy know how you feel?
He knows. I put a note in his mailbox this morning telling him the depths of my inner feelings, and I wrote him a couple of poems and sonnets and put them in his desk this afternoon when he wasn't there. I'm a poet, you know.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, my mom says I have a natural ability for putting together, you know,
words?
Yeah, putting words together. Mom says it's a gift.
So you wrote all that stuff to Jimmy? You're pretty bold to do that.
You snooze, you lose.
My, you are a poet. Has Jimmy told you how he feels?
No, he hasn't written back or even talked to me. In fact, he's been avoiding me all day. I think he's a little shy.
You know, I had that happen to me once. I liked a boy and wrote him love letters, waited around for him after school. I used to watch every move he made in class.
And what happened?
He wouldn't come near me.
What'd you do?
I ignored him right back.
You ignored him?
Mm-hmm. See, I knew that if I ignored him, then he would notice that I wasn't paying attention anymore, and then he'd start to like me. It's a little trick I learned from a movie I saw.
It sounds kind of silly.
Maybe, but it worked. I couldn't get rid of him after that. He followed me around like a puppy dog.
Wow.
So, just a little advice between us girls. Try ignoring him. It'll keep him wondering. Oh, and whatever you do, don't be obvious about how you feel.
Hmm. Thanks, Connie. Maybe I'll give it a try.
This whole thing is crazy.
You're right. Let's go to Wit's End and get a soda.
Now she's writing me mushy poems.
Poems? As in, roses are red, violets are blue, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, listen to this. Nothing compares to a boy named Jimmy. He makes my head spin and my heart feel swimmy. When I see him, my face brightens up and turns grinny because of how I feel about a boy named Jimmy.
That's sick.
I know.
Grinny doesn't rhyme with Jimmy.
Oh, pardon me.
Sorry, Eugene. I didn't see you bending over there.
Oh, it's quite all right, young Bartley. I was just setting the alarm on my bicycle.
Really? You have a burglar alarm for your bike?
It's a little invention of mine. I put the chain through the tires, attach it to the bicycle rack, and then lock the chain here. If anyone tries to unlock the chain without the secret combination, the lock sends off a high-pitched signal. So high, in fact, no human could possibly hear it.
But if no human can hear it, then how will you hear it?
I'll have to work on that. Are the two of you going to Mr. Whitaker's shop, by the way?
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy! You should ask Eugene about your problem.
Nah, I don't think he would know about it.
I beg your pardon. I pride myself on knowing a number of different things about a number of different problems. I would be most honored if you would endow your trust upon me so I might be of service to you.
What do you say?
I think he wants to help you if he can.
Yeah.
There's a girl who won't leave Jimmy alone.
Ah, a case of harassment? I believe such things are against the law. Do you want to have her arrested?
Could we?
Depends. Let's review the evidentiary technicalities.
What?
Tell me what happened.
Oh. Well, there's a girl and, well, she keeps writing me these gross love notes, and now I'm trying to figure out how to make her leave me alone.
Uh-huh. A textbook example of an adolescent crush. An immediate solution comes to mind.
Really? What?
Have you tried telling her to get lost and then throw mud on her?
That's what I told him.
I don't think that's right, though.
Well, of course it isn't. But that's how the girls used to get rid of me. You know, I've got another suggestion, and it'll work. I'm sure of it. I read it in the very exciting Pre-Adolescent Emotional Disorders by Klaus von Richthofen.
I think I saw that movie.
You should pretend you like her.
Pretend I like her?
Absolutely. It's a case of reverse psychology. You see, crushes are born of a fantasy desire which has no basis in reality. In layman's terms, she's emotionally involved with the idea of her affections for you, but wouldn't truly feel those affections for you if you confronted her by responding in kind.
Did you get any of that?
Not a word.
Let me try to put it simpler. Nothing will make her turn and run quicker than if she thinks you like her. That's how it works with crushes like this.
Why didn't you say that in the first place?
But how do I do all that, Eugene?
An excellent question. I know. You should escort her to the gazebo in the park and tell her that you are deeply in like with her and that your thoughts for her are unceasing and you want her to be your, to borrow the colloquialism, steady girl. She'll never speak to you again if you do that.
That sounds great!
I don't know about this. You want me to tell her that...
That I'm deeply in like with her?
Yes. You see, she wants you because she can't have you. If she thinks she can have you, she won't want you anymore. It's human nature. And as a student of the mind of man, I know a lot about human nature, believe me.
I thought you studied computers.
Hmm.
Go on, Jimmy, try it. What have you got to lose?
Well, but I have to know one thing.
What's that?
What's a gazebo?
Well, a gazebo is the small white building in the middle of the park. You know, rather rotund, no walls. A brass band frequently performs there in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
That thing is called a gazebo?
Mm-hmm.
I thought a gazebo was one of those stripy animals from Africa.
Mm.
You really think this plan will work, Eugene?
Of course it will. All the major textbooks stand by it. And if it doesn't work, I'll be sure to write a case study about it and submit it to an editor.
Thanks, Eugene. That makes me feel a lot better.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hello, Kurt.
There's Jesse. Go away while I talk to her, Kurt.
Oh, come on. I want to watch.
No way. Go home. I'll call you later.
All right, but be careful. These girls are really tricky. I still think you should throw mud on her.
Goodbye, Kurt.
All right, I'm going. See you later, Jesse.
See you later, Kurt.
Creep.
Hi, Jesse. What are you doing? Looks like you got a cup of chocolate soup. Can I sit down? What is this? Aren't you going to talk to me?
Nope. I'm ignoring you.
You are?
Yes. I have it from a very good source that if I ignore you, you'll come to your senses and like me.
Oh, really? Well, you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
I got your notes today. All 12 of them. The poems really rhymed. Look, I was wondering if, well, if you would take a walk out to the gazebo in the park with me.
The gazebo? You mean that little white building without walls where the brass band plays in the summer?
That's the one. Boy, you sure are smart.
I read a lot. You want to walk there?
With me?
Sure.
Wow, I didn't think ignoring you would work this fast. I'd love to go. When?
Right now, if that's okay.
Sure, let's go. Hey, Connie, it worked. I ignored him, and now he wants to take a romantic walk in the park.
Keep it down.
Have fun. I'm glad she wasn't too obvious.
So, this is the gazebo.
Yeah, it is.
This is so pretty. Look at how pretty the park looks from here. Oh, I wonder if I'm supposed to keep ignoring you now.
I don't know, but after I say what I have to say, you're supposed to want to ignore me.
Huh?
Well, I'm supposed to tell you that, I got your letters and, well, what I'm trying to say is that, I'm deeply in like with you and I think about you all the time and we should go steady, so I guess this is a goodbye.
Goodbye?
Yeah, now you won't like me anymore, right?
Are you kidding? Oh, Jimmy, this is what I've been waiting all my life to hear you say.
What?
It's like poetry to my earlobe.
It can't be. It didn't rhyme.
It didn't have to. Dear, dear Jimmy, I know it's difficult for a man like you to open yourself up so much, but what strength, what courage for you to tell me how you feel.
Hold it a second, Jesse.
This is the happiest day of my life.
But I don't get it. This isn't what's supposed to happen.
I'll be yours forever and ever, Jimmy. The two of us side by side. I'll never part from you. See you later.
No. Wait, where are you going?
I'm going home to write this in my diary. I don't want to forget a single word.
What did I do wrong? Maybe I should have thrown some mud.
We'll return to Adventures in Odyssey right after this.
Hey, you over there, I have a special invitation just for you. It's an invitation to this super cool secret club. Well, it's not really a secret. Actually, I'm trying to tell everybody about it because it's so amazing. What is it? The Adventures in Odyssey Club, of course. When you join, you'll get access to over 1,000 episodes. Some of them are even club exclusives. You'll get behind-the-scenes content and devotionals and games and a free subscription to Focus on the Family's Clubhouse magazine. And, oh, whew, sorry, I'll slow down now. I just get so excited talking about Adventures in Odyssey Club. Well, if you want to see what it's all about, head over to adventuresinodyssey.com. Don't be shy. That's adventuresinodyssey.com.
The stories we hear help shape who we are. The right stories teach us to be brave, to be kind to others, to be godly people. These are the kinds of stories your children hear with each episode of Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas. And your kids can hear as many great stories as they want with an Adventures in Odyssey club membership. When you join the club, you'll get access to over 1,000 faith-building episodes, including episodes you can only hear as a member. You'll get access to devotionals, games, comics, and other fun activities. Keep giving them stories that will live in their hearts forever. Teach them to be wise like Wit, to be compassionate like Connie, to hold on to the biblical values they learn, even when you're not there to remind them. Try a membership for 14 days to see if it's right for your family. Go to AdventuresInOdyssey.com to start your free trial. That's AdventuresInOdyssey.com.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at AdventuresInOdyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you. And now, the conclusion of our adventure in Odyssey.
I don't know what I'm going to do, Kurt. It's been a whole week, and I'm going crazy. She keeps writing notes full of mushy stuff and poems and putting them in my desk. I can't even fit my books in there anymore.
What did I tell you? You just need to tell her...
Yeah, I know. That's about as good as the advice Eugene gave me. Now look where I am. I'm all worn out trying to keep away from her. I don't know how she does it, but she always knows where I am. And all the guys were teasing me during gym on Monday because she brought me flowers while I was playing softball. Can you believe it? And my sister's driving me crazy. It's like a bad dream.
Hi, boys. How you doing? Well, now, that was cheery. Why the long faces?
Jimmy's having girl troubles, Mr. Whittaker.
Girl troubles? Aren't you a little young for that?
That's what I think, too.
I've got an idea. I need a couple of able-bodied assistants to help me with an invention I'm working on. You can tell me what's ailing you while we work, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess. Everyone else keeps giving me advice. A little more won't hurt.
What is this thing, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, it's supposed to be an automatic ice cream sundae maker. I'm calling it the Super Scooper. You see, the scooper here dishes out the ice cream into the bowl. The bowl moves over to the spout here where the chocolate comes out. And then it moves here for the nuts to fall on the sundae.
What about the cherry?
Ah, the cherry. Well, the cherry is picked up by this tiny crane here dropped on top. And I've been most of the day trying to get the kinks out of it. Hand me those pliers, will you, Jimmy? And while you're at it, tell me about those girl problems.
Sure, Mr. Whittaker. Here's the pliers.
Ah, good. Thank you.
Well, you see, there's a girl who has a bad crush on me, and I don't like her, but now it's all confused because she thinks I do, and now I don't know how to get rid of her.
Oh, a girl has a crush on you?
Uh-huh.
Well, you should be flattered. She must see something very special in you.
Huh?
Well, of all the boys at school she could like, she picked you. I think that's flattering, don't you, Kurt?
I think it's disgusting.
Well, I think it's quite a compliment.
I didn't think of it that way. But I still don't like her, Mr. Whittaker. I don't want a girlfriend now.
Yeah, well, that's usually how it works. This is tighter. Yeah, it's a funny quirk of human nature that girls are interested in boys before boys are interested in girls.
I don't think it's a very funny quirk at all. What should I do?
You should hand me that screwdriver.
Here.
Thanks.
I mean, what should I do about Jesse?
Oh, it's Jesse. Well, to tell you the truth, Jimmy, I don't know.
What?
You don't know? But you're Mr. Whittaker. You're supposed to know everything.
Funny how those rumors got started, but they're not true. You see, there aren't any definite rules for a situation like this. I can't give you any simple advice. Jesse is going through a time that all girls go through. Their feelings are very tender and sensitive, and it's hard to know what to do about them. They're very delicate. I think if I can recalibrate the tension on this wire, it'll drop the cherry just right.
Huh?
There. What was I saying? Yes. When it comes to crushes, I think that waiting for them to pass is the best thing to do.
That could take months, maybe years.
Probably not years, but you're right. Sometimes waiting isn't possible, and you have to deal with it right up front.
Yeah, that's more like it.
I understand that you don't want to encourage her, Jimmy, but you need to be sensitive not to hurt her either. Above all, though, you need to be honest with her.
I didn't do a very good job at that.
Well, in that case, you need to start being honest with her. If a person has to feel hurt, it's far better that they feel hurt because they've been told the truth. A lie makes it a lot harder, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good. Because I'm ready to flip the switch on this machine and we'll see how it works. You might want to stand back, though. Here goes.
Ew.
Hand me the fire extinguisher, will you, Kurt? Thank you. Is anybody interested in a barbecued ice cream sundae?
Jimmy, I think it's very sweet of you to bring me back here to the gazebo. This is where it all started for us. How perfect.
Well, I needed to talk to you, Jesse. And, well, this seemed like the quietest place. Away from my friends.
Good idea. Most of your friends don't know what a gazebo is anyway.
You're right.
I'm glad you asked me to come here, Jimmy, because I think we need to talk, too.
Yeah, we do.
About us.
Yeah, you and me.
There's some things that need to be said.
Right. See, I was talking to Mr. Whitaker, and he said that I should be, you know, honest with you.
Honesty? Yeah, we should be honest.
Well, I didn't get any sleep last night because I was trying to think of what to say. Mr. Whitaker says that girls sometimes have tender nerves and, well, I don't want you to be damaged for the rest of your life. Do you know what I mean?
I do. And I don't want your nerves to be damaged either, Jeremy.
Neither do I. And that's why I have to tell you something.
Please, let me speak first.
If you have to.
Ours has been a very special relationship, Jimmy. You've been a lot to me. Your shy, quiet strength. The way you pretend like you're avoiding me. It's so sweet.
Yeah, sweet.
I do like you a lot, and that's why it's so hard for me to tell you that it's over between us.
Huh?
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I feel so cruel.
It's over?
I like someone else now.
No more love letters or poems?
What can I say? It's a sad twist of fate. We are star-tossed lovers, as Shakespeare would say.
Shakespeare? You like Shakespeare now?
You're a silly boy. Thank you for an experience I'll never forget. You were a good first boyfriend. So, can we be just friends now?
Friends? Just friends? You and me?
Yes.
Sure! I mean, yeah, I guess so. I kind of like you when you're not being mushy and stuffing notes in my desk.
Then we'll be friends.
Okay.
I must go now. I need to get this into my diary before I forget what this melancholy sadness felt like.
My words exactly.
Bye, Jimmy.
Wait, Jesse, before you go, will you tell me who you like now?
I really shouldn't.
We're friends now, right? And friends can share secrets. Come on, please.
Well, all right, but you can't tell him.
I won't, I promise.
It's someone I respect and admire not only for his intelligence, but also for his insight into the people of our community.
Could you say that in English?
I think he looks neat in his lab coat.
Lab coat? Who are you talking about, Jesse?
Eugene. I think he's wonderful. The cute way he analyzes everything. The big words he uses when he talks.
Eugene? You like Eugene Meltzner?
Yes. He's not like all the immature boys at school.
Eugene? You like Eugene? That's great! She likes Eugene! Oh, boy, that's one for the textbooks. Eugene Meltzner!
I wonder what's so funny. Boys, they're so weird.
I wonder if Eugene has any idea of what he's in for. He'll probably figure it out when he finds his bike buried in love notes from Jesse. Hopefully, he'll be able to handle it a lot better than Jimmy did, with care and honesty, which is exactly how we should always treat the people we meet. Feelings can be fragile, and we must remember to be gentle in how we deal with them. Just ask yourself, how would I want other people to treat me? Or as someone much wiser than I put it, do for others as you want them to do for you. You know, we had so much note writing on our adventure, it makes me wish someone would write me one. Oh, it doesn't have to be anything special, just hello or thoughts about our program. How about it? You want to send a letter my way? Well, if you do, simply send it to Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you write, don't forget to ask about how you can get a copy of this broadcast. Just mention today's date in your card or letter. The address once again is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. The Trouble with Girls was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.